Now, the good people out in Knockanore are very interested in nature and all things to do with their environment. And over the last number of years, they have undertaken several very interesting projects to do with the environment. And a lady very much to the fore in promoting all things to do with the environment and biodiversity is Ava Farrington. And during the recent special week, she spoke in Knockanore Church on the unique biodiversity in of an unusual place, Knockanore Churchyard. It was Heritage Week, sorry, that was the term I was looking for. And we have two wonderful talks here for you now. The first is on the biodiversity in Knockanore Churchyard, and the second then is to do with history, really. We have John O'Mahony going to speak about the Civil War in the Knockanore area and those interned who died during the Civil War that are buried in the Knockanore Churchyard. First, we'll have and hear from that wonderful lady, Ava Farrington.
I think I'm ready to begin now. So, this is National Heritage Week. And as we emerge from a prolonged period of intense heat, I hope you'll join me in looking at the wider picture of our natural heritage. Not national heritage, but natural heritage. And its fundamental importance to our sustainable future. Our natural heritage refers to the sum total of the elements of biodiversity, including flora and fauna, ecosystems, and geological structures. It forms part of our natural resources. If we are to conserve air quality, access to water, and biodiversity in our environment, the landscape surrounding us, on which we depend for food and shelter, has to be seen as one of the most important resources in our efforts to build a future that will benefit the planet and future generations of people living here. I'm going to start on a very broad subject, not the actual land here, just to introduce you to the idea of what I'm trying to get at. We know that trees support hundreds of invertebrates, fungi, birds and mammals which depend on those host trees for survival. Trees release oxygen into the air we breathe. Trees are a lifeline for a myriad creatures inhabiting the planet. Trees grow slowly, very slowly. They form complicated relationships with elements of the soil and communicate with each other through fungal connections. They play an important role in providing shade and nourishing the soil when they flower, fruit, and shed their leaves. A landscape without trees, where trees could flourish, is diminished. We recognize this when we look around us, but fail to understand that trees are truly an inheritance to be cherished. Here, they were planted by your ancestors, but we now need to take the baton from them and plant trees for future generations. It would be good to give your children and grandchildren the gift of trees, giving life to complex dynasties of small creatures and enhancing the pleasures to be found in our personal and communal spaces. And so we come to this communal space, Knockanore Churchyard. Here we celebrate our natural heritage and reflect on the biodiversity project carried out in Knockanore from 2019 to 2022. It is, of course, not just our natural heritage, but our national heritage as well. Two specialist ecologists were assigned to study the Knockanore area during this time. But the churchyard has attracted the attention of several botanists since 2002, when Paul Green, who was editor of the Irish Botanical News, first visited and wrote about this site. He returned in 2003, 2005, and in 2021 we invited him to update our records. When this church was built in 1826, replacing an old thatched cottage to the south of the site, the land, this small area of land, was typical of the whole area. Just short of 200 years ago. 200 years ago, this was heathland, and the plants that still flourish in the churchyard here are heathland species, common in the mountainous area of County Waterford, but otherwise rare, and sometimes extremely rare. Its grass is full of wild flowers and illustrates what the surrounding fields would have been like before they were improved and sown with perennial rye grass. It was land which supported a wealth of plants. This churchyard has over 100 species of wild plants, some of them rare, many never have been recorded in any other churchyard. You and I will never remember the names of all the plants, but here are a few to get you started. There are three orchids. Addiston, only found on 9 other sites in the whole county. Common tray blade, with greenish yellow flowers which look like a tiny person. The bee orchid, flora imitating fauna, a plant looking exactly like an insect. Then there are eyebrights, field woodrush, fleece edge, mouse ear hawkweed, a great name, heath speedwell, spring sedge, fairy flax, and fox and cubs. 100 species. This is an inspiring natural heritage site. Its walls also support healthy wild plants from which new plants can be propagated. The Community Foundation Environment and Nature Fund has provided a grant to allow us to produce a weatherproof information board to highlight the importance of this churchyard's biodiversity. This should be in place by the spring of 2023. All that is recommended by the ecologists is that mowing is reduced to a 10-day cycle in the months when these precious plants are setting seed, in June and July. This was done successfully in 2021, allowing seed to set. No fertilizers, no herbicides, no Roundup anywhere. Not even on the paths. Then we can pass on this precious inheritance to the next generation. As Paul Green concludes, Knockanore is by far the richest churchyard botanically in County Waterford, and you will be hard pressed to find another with as many species of plant. We have your ancestors to thank for this. They allowed their native wildflowers to flourish for us to appreciate and enjoy. It is a unique area of undisturbed and biodiverse land. Of course, there are great opportunities for anyone who is interested in biodiversity, ecology, or climate change to research this area further and leave another legacy for future generations. If studying in depth is not your thing, then plant a native tree. Your children will thank you. And I think after everything we've heard today here, we actually owe it to our ancestors, your ancestors, to keep this wonderful tradition here going. Thank you very much for your attention. And we'll be going out to have a look at what's going on in the grass outside in a few minutes. Thank you.
Now, did you enjoy that, listeners? That was a very special lady indeed, and that was Eva Farrington, very much involved with history projects in the nature projects in the Knockanore area, and she was speaking there in Knockanore Church, which apparently has a unique collection of plants and animals as identified by the experts, and she was given that talk as part of Heritage Week. So well done to the good people in Knockanore for all their efforts there for their own environment, and plant a tree there. There's a suggestion for you. Could you do that, please, in your own little neck of the woods, your own little garden? Well done to Eva.